downstairs.
Since we have Mr. Chitesh Pujara with us, request you to raise your hand and upon my cue, please. Go ahead. Anyone from that side? Sandeep, please.
I think when you are playing at the international level, it doesn't matter whether the wicket is flat or there is some assistant for the bowlers. You always want to score big runs and put up a big total. As a team, I think we always want to win matches, whether we play against a good team or if the opposition, if they are not playing well at some stage, we would still like to dominate because we are number one team in the world and we would like to maintain that standard. And I think the way we have started, we are very well balanced. We scored enough runs on the board and we have got 5 wickets today. So we are very well poised at this stage.
On that pitch, you played very well while you were batting. 5 wickets in 44 overs, would you say that exceeded expectations?
Well, I think the key for us, even in the last season, was we have bowled really well and our bowlers are bowling good line and length on this wicket. We know what areas to bowl on. Even the batsmen, they had some inputs that what kind of line and length we can bowl. And there is some assistance for the spinner as well. Ashwin and Jadeja both have been bowling really well even in the last season, and they have continued that. So I think our bowlers are they have bowled better line and length, and I think tomorrow onwards we'll see a little more turn on this wicket because it's the pitch is drying out, so there'll be more assistance for the spinners from tomorrow onwards.
Is there extra motivation for you to perform in the test now that you're no longer part of any, for you this is the only international match that you play, so is that extra motivation for you to play the test match?
I think whenever I play cricket, whether it's at the international level or even first class level, I enjoy this game. I don't need any extra motivation as far as cricket is concerned because I love playing this game. I love my batting, so whenever I get an opportunity to score runs or do something on the field, I always like that challenge, and I'm always very well prepared because even before any test series or before any first class games, I trust in my preparation and I work hard on my preparation. So whenever there is a challenge, I'm always up for it.
Thank you. Sir,
how are you assessing as a batsman?
I think he's a very good all-rounder. When it comes to his batting, he's trusting his strength. The way he was batting, I think that is the way he should be batting even going ahead. This was the right situation for him. The way he bats, I think he could dominate the bowlers, he could play shots. And especially when he's playing with the tail-enders, I think that's the way he should be playing. He has showcased that even at the highest level, whenever he's playing test format, he can perform well, and being an all-rounder, it always helps for the team because we need someone who can bowl 10 overs in a day if there is an opportunity. So someone like him who can bat well and give us 8 to 10 overs in a day, he is the perfect all-rounder for us.
Thanks.
Sir? Yeah, Chetisha, after the series against Australia, all the rest of the guys only played white ball cricket. You were one of the few guys, probably the only guy who played competitive red ball cricket. So did that have a bearing? How did it help you sort of coming into
I think I played about 4 county matches, which always helps. I think when I have some time in between test matches, if I'm not part of the IPL, I prefer to go and play some county matches. The reason is it gives me exposure playing at playing in different conditions, facing different bowlers, and playing in county cricket is always challenging. So you never get easy runs. Most of the times you are playing on challenging wickets. So as a cricketer, it teaches you a lot. You grow as a cricketer, your technique improves, and when you come and play international cricket again, you have some experience of playing some first class cricket and you're always in touch with the game. So playing some county games did help me.
Hello?
Just a couple of questions. Was there an issue between Ashwin and the umpire? What exactly was it? Something that was going on?
I don't think there was any issue. He was just checking whether the ball was hitting the stumps or not. I don't think there was any issue.
Thank you.
Sure.
Last season,
Ashwin
was playing last time when he came to Sri Lanka, he got forget first test in the second innings, the batsman struggled against the spinners. But you kept getting progressively better. Now, on, even in the first innings, you made the ball 80 overs for just one wicket, and every time you lose your feet, you never get beaten in there. So, do you think you might have made a bigger psychological impact on them for the whole series?
I think, see, yeah, when you start off well, it always puts opposition on the back. But when you are playing international level, you still expect them to fight back, and we won't take them lightly. I think we would just like to stick to what we want to do. And that was the reason of our success in the home season. I mean, we stuck to our strength. We focused on the things which we wanted to, and we excelled as a team. So we would just like to stay focused. But yeah, when you start off well, the opposition is always on the back foot, and playing against spin, I think as an Indian batsman, we have enough exposure playing in the domestic circuit. So that is the reason all our batsmen have been batting well. Even the lower middle order, someone like Jadeja, Ashwin, Riddhiman Saha, Hardik, all of them can bat well, not just against spinners, but when we are talking about spinners, obviously they all bat well against spinners.
So
they should
just come on the counting still, you said you were the challenging wickets. Last time you came to Sri Lanka, you scored that 100 in ball. That was a very different pitch from the one you played on in the last 2 days. Do you enjoy such pitches more, or the one you play in, which pitch do you enjoy more, which fires you up more as a batsman?
Well, as a batsman, you always want to perform well on challenging pitches, especially when I got my 145, it was at SSC. So, those wickets, that particular wicket was more challenging than this one. So, when you score 100 on such wickets, it is more satisfying than this one. But, when you are doing a job for the team, I always enjoy scoring 100. So, when you are playing test cricket, and if you have an opportunity to score 100, you might as well score more than 100, as many runs as possible. So I always enjoy scoring big runs.
You looked in control against all the bowlers, but was there one bowler who perhaps challenged you a little bit more than the others?
Not really. I think the way my partnership was with Shikhar Dhawan, I think both of us batted really well, especially Shikhar Dhawan. The way he started off yesterday, it was challenging for him. He was making a comeback, and the way he batted, it was a pleasure to watch from the other end.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's yours, huh?
Thank you.